Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Let us pray. God of grace and God of glory, who art far above our highest thought, yet very near to us in worship and service, teach us to do justly, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with thee, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us read the responsive reading number 10. Where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof.
Where is the place of understanding?
God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof.
And
Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her.
The name of the babe is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor.
Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. We are met together this day in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to induct Mr. John Colon Harris into his ministry among us. He comes to us not merely as the servant of men, but as the servant of God. He has been prompted to his labors among us by inward constraint and outward call. And it is fitting that we should enter into covenant with him this day to fulfill our ministry together as those who would gladly learn and gladly teach.
Mr. President, it is my pleasure to present to you Reverend John Colon Harris, Assistant Professor of Christian Education, with the prayer that God the Father will shed the light of his truth upon his pathway, and with the hope that the angel of the Lord will keep him company.
Dean Brown, it is my joy upon the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary to invite Mr. Harris to enter formally upon his calling among us. Mr. Harris, I welcome you to a community of learning in which competent and devout teachers have the will to excellence, genuine compassion for colleagues and students, and high regard for the well-being of the school as a whole. I invite you to sign the abstract of principles and be numbered among those who have found here personal integrity and professional fulfillment in the high calling of Christ Jesus. May the God of truth bless what we have done this day, that we may know his will and do it in the light of the knowledge of the glory of God revealed in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are met together this day in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to induct Dr. Robert Lee Richardson, Jr. into his ministry among us. He comes to us not merely as the servant of men, but as the servant of God. He has been prompted to his labors among us by inward constraint and outward call. And it is fitting that we should enter into covenant with him this day to fulfill our ministry together as those who would gladly learn and gladly teach.
Mr. President, it is my pleasure to present to you Dr. Robert Lee Richardson, Jr., Assistant Professor of Field Education, with the prayer that God the Father will shed the light of his truth upon his pathway, and with the hope that the angel of the Lord will keep him company.
Dean Brown, it is my joy, upon the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, to invite Dr. Richardson to enter formally upon his calling among us. Dr. Richardson, I welcome you to a community of learning in which competent and devout teachers have the will to excellence, genuine compassion for colleagues and students, and high regard for the well-being of the school as a whole. I invite you to sign the abstract of principles and be numbered among those who have found here personal integrity and professional fulfillment in the high calling of Christ Jesus. May the God of truth bless what we have done this day, that we may know his will and do it in the light of the knowledge of the glory of God revealed in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. It is appropriate at this convocation to lift up for our contemplation the 24th verse of the 118th Psalm. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the beginning of the 23rd session of the Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, and we celebrate it with gratitude to God, whose Holy Spirit has drawn us together at this hour, and whose steadfast love endures forever. The first students were admitted to this seminary only 22 years ago, but already there is a direct relation between the educational purpose and program on this campus and the quality of Christian ministry in thousands of churches and communities in the United States and in other lands. In view of this fact, it is fitting for all who live and labor here to repeat the words with which the 118th Psalm begins and ends. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. This first day of a new academic year may be the beginning of remarkable growth toward wise and mature manhood or womanhood for each person in this company of the servants of God. A dramatic statement concerning the children of God in 1 John is true of us. It doth not yet appear what we shall be. There are potentialities for intellectual growth and for Christian ministry in each of us. We are restricted by the culture in which we live, by the habits we have formed, and by the work we have done. But God is able to do in us and through us vastly more than we ask or think. What we may become as persons and as a community of scholars will depend in large measure upon the quality of our interpersonal relations, the confidence of our minds in the power of truth, and the vitality of our faith in God. Jesus said, "According to your faith, be it unto you." He did not say, "According to your income," important as this is, nor even "according to your intelligent quotient," intelligence quotient, important as this is. He said, "According to your faith, be it unto you." In this community of learning, we are exposed to biblical truth, and our minds are stirred by the record of a definite point in history, a point at which many thinkers have stumbled, the incarnation of God in Jesus Christ. This kind of exposure frequently awakens the mind of deep levels of understanding and produces notable growth in Christian maturity. Sometimes it produces a steadiness of mind and a serenity of spirit even in the presence of great peril. This was true in the case of Martin Luther. He derived great courage from biblical studies. And when his enemies asked where he would be when church and state, princes and people were against him. He replied, "Where shall I be then? Then as now, in the hands of the Almighty God. Then as now, in the hands of the Almighty God." This is the day which the Lord has made. This is the day to look with Christian realism at the needful work to which we are called and at the kind of theological education that will prepare us for it. Let us make no mistake about the task before us. Most of the students enrolled here now will be expected in the days ahead, among other things, to do four very important things. You will be expected to preach the gospel of the grace of God intelligently and persuasively, to teach committed persons the Christian style of life in contemporary culture, to participate in the pastoral care of individuals and families, and to give careful attention to the wise administration of the church as a religious institution in a dynamic society. On this campus, you have opportunity for an educational and spiritual experience that will equip you to perform these tasks with personal integrity, professional competence, and Christian kindness. A profound theological conversation is in process in this community of faith and of learning. It is carried on in the classrooms and in the offices, in the dormitories and apartments, in the cafeteria and bookstores. It is informed by intensive study of the primary documents of the Christian faith, and it is related at its best to the major issues and the momentous events of this generation throughout the world. You are invited to participate in the conversation, and we hope that you will bring to the search for a Christian interpretation of life in the categories of contemporary thought a love of learning, a capacity to listen and to speak thoughtfully, a determination to master the tools of biblical and theological scholarship, and above everything else, a devotion to the Lord of truth. Through a creative process of thought and action, of worship and service, you will select and test the narrow criteria and the theological insights essential to effective and faithful Christian ministry. This is the day which the Lord has made. This is the day to seek interior strength for a difficult task. The role of a theologian is rarely, if ever, easy. As a young Christian thinker recently wrote, amid the question of forever, we learn to treat the now with care. The search for a deeper knowledge of God, the quest for a clear understanding of the relation of the gospel to the church and to social change, and the communication of truth and grace to bewildered minds and distressed hearts are very exacting in their demands. For this reason, students and teachers who are doing the honest, systematic, thorough, hard work in theological education require daily renewal of energy and insight. They are undergirded and sustained by the wisdom and the power that come from God. They are able to say with the psalmist, "The Lord is my strength and my sound." And at least occasionally, after a long and rigorous intellectual struggle, they quote the tremendous affirmation, the motto of Columbia University, "In thy light we see light." For some of us, this is the first day of the last academic year we shall spend in this school. For all of us, it is the first day of the remainder of the human pilgrimage on earth. Let us accept it as a gift of God and use it and each subsequent day of this term in harmony with the mind of Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
God our Father, as we gather as thy people in this place this year, teach us the thrill of living in devotion to thy truth revealed in Christ. Help us to know what is worth knowing, to love what is worth loving, and to praise what alone gives joy and gladness. Grant us loving understanding, an understanding love, known only by those whose life is lived in the life of Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.